Good evening, everybody. It's Monday evening. It is 6:30. That must mean it is third and footlong showtime. My name is Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Hello, DT.
Hello, Darren.
I'm way out of touch with the studio.
I know, but you remembered to put the music down.
I did. But then I've tried to remember what I was meant to be doing. It feels like I haven't been here for, like, forever.
Well, you almost died from the flu for a bit.
So well, that's right. I couldn't get the headphone thing to work and the microphone thing to work, and I'm like, so I turned down my headphones and then realised that, well, nothing was going to work. So, what a shambles.
I'm fine over here.
Do you know what isn't a shambles?
What?
College football's back,
I
baby.
Know. Probably, not just week zero where it's like seven games.
Do you know the best thing as well?
What?
We are both 1-0.
Yes. I was very
1-0. You must be. Is that why you have your Arkansas shirt on tonight?
Arkansas. Also, because we're talking college football.
We are indeed. And I thought I would.
Favourite defence.
You know how much I love D.
Defence.
D. So, welcome as always. Don't forget to get onto our socials. If you are on YouTube, press that subscribe thing down there just for the camera. Get onto Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and follow, because now we're back in the studio. We're probably going to start doing some social stuff again. It was such an absence for 2 weeks.
But there was a video.
There was.
Each week.
Of you talking about.
I don't even know what I talked about.
You were talking about QBs? Look at you talking about offense.
Oh, was I? That's
yeah,
nice
you were talking about. What did you talk about? Atlanta QBs or something like that?
Sometimes I put them together that I just post them.
That's right. You're like, I don't even know.
And then you're like breaking them up, and then I'm like, oh, okay. That's nice that I did something. Look at me go.
Look at me post something that I have no recollection of.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
What did you do? No. You did something else, surely. You just didn't work.
Oh, no, I hung out with some friends on Saturday night. Yeah.
See, I learned something new about you again.
What?
That you have friends and you go out on Saturday night.
Well, like, we had a dinner, like a potluck dinner sort of thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And what did you take?
Well, we were meant to all take something, but then half of us were working on Saturday, so then we ended up getting takeaways.
I promised you I was going to ask you a food question.
Yes.
Because there's probably half of our listeners who kind of now think it's football season are going to disappear, not listen to any of the show.
Yep.
So this weekend, what was the favourite food that you ate?
I bought some grapes when I went to Costco, and they were pretty good. And I haven't had grapes in ages because normally they're really expensive.
Did you go red or did you go white?
Red.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. I'm a white grape person.
Yeah. That was.
This would be unusual for me and you to disagree on food. This has never happened before.
No, I prefer the red grapes. They're the ones from the US as well because Costco.
God, you were full on the college football weekend. I am money having American grapes on college football weekend.
No, they just looked really nice. And like I say, normally I don't purchase grapes because they're normally more like a bougie fruit.
Talking of weirdness happening in America.
Oh, God.
Watching today's games, I was trying to watch a little bit while working. Was it the Washington game I was watching? And then it was interrupted for a political announcement.
Yes.
Did you have that as well?
Yeah, I did. I saw that a countdown appeared in the corner of the box, and I was like, what is that? So I Googled it, and then suddenly it was like, like it interrupted, and I was like, what is going on?
I thought we were
going
to have some like global world-changing thing, and after 10 minutes of watching this announcement, I was like,
I don't even
know what is going on.
No, but also, why did it interrupt my football?
Yeah.
That was the thing that bothered me the most.
I went to about 8 different YouTube channels and could not find anything but this announcement. I thought, the world is ending.
I assumed it was something big, like actual...
Big.
Why you interrupt programs.
For the president
but
to go live.
It was
and
not.
All football to be taken down.
It was really... I don't even know.
I was working in the lounge and my wife was working and doing something. And we both looked at each other after 10 minutes and went, what is actually going on? What is this announcement? What, I was like expecting,
really
we've got peace in Ukraine or
well,
we've got...
like,
or
we have launched a
that's
Ukraine.
That's right. And I was like, this is... Especially when the countdown appeared, I was like, this is mental.
But it was...
It was not.
I don't even know.
It felt like it was an announcement about crypto stroke, AI stroke. It was mad. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad we cleared that up. So grapes, that was it. After the whole potluck dinner you went to, grapes was it?
Yeah, well, like, we ended up just getting the local Malaysian takeaway, and that was fine.
Oh, what did you have?
Our boyfriend Dan, because they were out of everything. It was a very amusing phone call. I was like, oh, could we get that? No, we're out. But do you know what's funny? Is we were ringing them at 6 p.m. on a Saturday, so it wasn't like we were ringing them at 10 p.m. at night. They were nowhere out. Oh, do you have chicken? No. And then we were like, what do you have? And they said beef ring ding, so we all got...
Do you reckon they've just made a pot of 100 litres of beef ring ding and gone,
it was more
that's
amusing.
The signature dish today?
It was more amusing because when we picked up our order, there were two things which we didn't order in that order that they'd said they were out of. So it was just like the whole thing was just like, okay, whatever. It was fine though, yeah. Well,
is this a regular place of yours?
No, because it was my friend's place. I don't understand them. But yeah, I was like, oh. This was a weird experience, but yeah, it was good. What about you? What was the best thing you ate this weekend?
I had two. I did eat, but I haven't eaten very much today. I'm not sure I've got the energy to make it through to the end of the show.
Have I?
Yes, I did. Did I?
I don't know.
I must have. It is just such a normal thing of my life now that I don't even know when I have and not.
I drank water today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
Shocking. I drank coloured water that was in a bottle called Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they filled this Coca-Cola bottle with this dark water. So I must have had. Damn, if I haven't, that means I'm owed one. I'm really looking forward to that when I get home tonight. My favourite food, two things.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday and Sunday, as you know, I message you and I've just done nothing but this gardening stuff.
Did you get taken out at all yesterday or no?
I did.
Oh, nice.
I did. I went for a Father's Day breakfast in Howick.
Nice.
And it was very nice. And I had to do it because the week before we'd done a poll on for breakfast. And whilst I'd had a vindaloo the night before and wasn't feeling overly hungry, the thought of passing up a full breakfast was too much to take.
So
being the guy that I am, I polished that off as well.
Good job.
So my Father's Day breakfast, for sentimental reasons, was like the best thing I had this weekend.
Nice.
Emma had black pudding.
I don't mind black pudding.
Can you just stop that?
It's fine.
It's gross.
It's just salty.
It didn't even look nice.
It just doesn't. It's called black pudding.
I know. It just didn't look nice. Nothing against the place. Just didn't look nice. And then the night before, because I'd worked from 8:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
till like 6:30 at night, we treated ourselves to a curry because we could feel our age on Saturday night. We were aching, just moaning about how sore we were, and it was just like, should we go and eat? And I'm like, no, can we just buy something and bring it home?
Was it from painting your fence, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay,
And coating decks, and mowing lawns, I need to do Pilates or something because I am not.
I'll happily film you doing Pilates.
I ache. But I promised you some throwback.
Yes.
I got throwback.
You got a toaster.
No, not this week. Not a toaster. Not anything from any company that I've ever worked for before.
Appliance.
No.
Nothing.
No. Although I have got appliance issues when I get home.
I know.
All of a sudden the
Red Bull
dishwasher.
Okay.
No. God, I wouldn't be here if a Red Bull fridge had collapsed. That would be too catastrophic to come to the show for. No, the dishwasher. No lights, nothing.
I thought you were going to make a terrible joke right then, and I was like, I can't if you do.
Go on.
If you made the normal joke that people make, my dishwasher.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do that. This is 2026,
well,
DT.
I don't know. I didn't know where you were heading.
This is 2026, DT.
Yeah.
I would make no such comment about my wife.
Yeah.
So I've got to go home and check a plug out later, which is not good because I'm colorblind.
Do you have one of those dishwashers that's like, still got the dishwasher front, or it's been like
no,
front
it's got
has been
the dishwasher
taken
front.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's got the dishwasher front. Yeah. So colorblind, so messing with electrics and plugs and colors, maybe not the best thing to do. But the throwback is, do you remember about 2 months ago we had a discussion about colorblindness and glasses
that?
My children have bought me the colorblindness test at the place that does the glasses, which means now I can start the process.
Of being uncolorblind?
Well, I think they're going to go and do the... I think how this is going to work, I don't know. they kind of called me into the kitchen this afternoon and went, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot to give you this yesterday. Or they bought it this morning or something like that. But anyway, it was emotional. And I'm totally grateful because this doesn't sound like I am. But I was totally grateful. And I'm kind of going, so how – I've got to go now and they must obviously do a test.
Yeah.
So a test starts, and then they'll go, yeah, you're horrific or something like that, and your colour blindness isn't good either. But and then that will be then probably determine what happens from there.
If you use glasses.
This is, we have moved on to now there is an actual test going to happen at some point. I've just got to come up with the date.
And book it, yeah.
And then I could be wearing glasses like you're wearing today.
Yep, these are not for colour blindness.
I know, but,
yes.
But like I could be wearing some cool glasses because they've kind of got some tintedness going on.
Oh, they're green.
Yes.
You,
are they for any colour? For any reason?
So they remove a spectrum of light that causes some migraines that I get.
Well, we're talking about health-related glasses. Did you watch the footage of the LSU game yesterday?
Health-related glasses?
Yeah. Did you see the footage of the LSU game?
No,
because
I don't know what you're
referring to. During the footage, they were talking, because obviously Sam Leavitt, the LSU quarterback, has had some issues health-wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they put up this page of this massive health ritual he goes through now. And at 8 p.m. he puts his phone down every night.
Yeah.
And then he wears blue glasses.
Blue light glasses.
Blue light glasses. And stuff. Yeah. So he's got this whole thing, and then he drinks ocean water that's been purified because of it gives more there. And then he does this stretching route. It was mental. I should have took a photo of it when it was on the screen.
If you drink seawater, you end up quite sick.
Yeah, but he's kind of got, it's been treated in a way because it's now got high levels of magnesium. And there was about 10 or 12 points. And I just looked at it and I was exhausted just reading it. And I was like, I couldn't do that every day. I can barely do my physio.
I'm scrolling to it. Oh my god.
Oh no, it's mental, isn't it?
Okay.
I was exhausted reading it going, I can't even do my physio for my knee.
9.5 to 10 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But that includes naps, so he has naps during the day. He wears blue light glasses 1 hour before bed. No phone.
From 8 PM.
Yeah, which is fine. Sticks to organic food with help of his chef. Drinks concentrated seawater with magnesium. And gets genetic testing and blood work done to optimise his cortisol and stress levels. The blood testing is very normal. Quite a lot of NFL teams do that.
I know, but that's a lot. If you're doing that every day, that's exhausting.
No phone and stuff, that would be relatively, you just build that into your routine.
Mine goes to bed with me.
Okay. Mine does not.
Mine does.
Okay.
Mine does. Mine goes to bed with
And
me.
If you have a chef that makes organic food a lot easier.
Oh, shall I make the joke now? No. Yep. Carry on.
The seawater with magnesium, though, that's a bit weird.
That's off a chain, isn't it?
Because this isn't saying it's filtered like you're saying. This is genuinely saying he drinks just seawater. But seawater from where?
Though. Yeah, I know.
Because quite frankly, I don't want to drink from the white matter.
No.
That's where the poo goes.
That's right, yeah, no. Poo water. Is the poo in magnesium? Is the magnesium in poo? Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. But I'm not going to go drink that. Just rock down to like a Iraqi base.
Wasn't it wild?
Just drink a cup of...
The other thing while I was trying to recover from fence painting and deck doing and stuff like that...
Did you drink seawater?
No, I did not. Funnily enough, I drank... No water. I drank water that had a tea bag put in it and milk. That's the water I drank. I watched this episode of Shirt Swap between Tim Tebow and Bo Nix, and it was mad. They like have so much love for each other, and they are so bound together by religion. And it was like
that's not who I'd put together.
They love each other.
And that's really nice, but you know,
because
like if I was
both
going
so
for like
religious as well.
A QB pairing, I wouldn't go. Do you know who I think would be really fun? Tim Tebow and like Gardner Minshew. Because that's just a lot of personality in a room. But you know.
But apparently Tim Tebow was Bo Nix's hero growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Tebow said, you know, I only do this for
Tebow
one person,
time.
I only do this for Jesus and blah. And then they've both had children in the last couple of years. And so the whole, it was great. It was so cute.
Sorry,
it was so cute to watch. And they signed a shirt for each other.
Jesus in blah. What is blah, Dan? That's my favorite thing. What is blah?
Faith.
All praise to blah.
All praise to faith. It's all faith.
To blood.
Talking of faith, I actually did a church fundraiser on Friday night. Oh, I'll have you know. Not my church.
That came around
fast. Not my church, not my religion.
No, but I did it. That came around fast.
And apparently it was well received.
I feel like you said that to me like a month and a half ago.
I know. And it's, oh my God. Bang, it's here. It was here and it was done.
So we had
questions about Jesus and blah. That is what we had questions about.
You did some stuff and blah.
And blah, yeah. I did some questions on Jesus and blah.
Some blah
so
stuff.
That's any religious person that ever had anything to do with this show, now life, gone. All the people that were only here, all the people that were only here for the food content, after goodbye. They heard about grapes, they were gone.
Blah.
And that was it. There's the weekend roundup in 15 minutes that we still managed to waste.
Yeah, because we were talking about blah.
Oh, and then my daughter goes, "Hope radio's going well," which shows that she's not listening. Yeah, thanks.
She's not interested.
Oh, she's going out for dinner. So what I'll do is I'll find out. Oh, we're going to tune in the car on the way. Well, I'll leave it 10 minutes
we'll
and then I'll send
blah.
Her a text message and I'll ask her what she's going to out to dinner to eat. So I can just extend the food thing at a random point during the show.
At a random point.
At a random point during
you may
the
talk
show.
About blah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then I can thank her for buying me the, for being part of the buying the colourblind voucher thing.
Mm.
Cool.
Should we talk about blah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Some blah blah. Blah blah.
Whoop, whoop. I had such a delay there where I was like. Where's the music? Where's the music?
I was just busy focusing on blah.
This show is just aged. No, you can tell it's been a few weeks, can't you? You can tell it's been a few weeks.
You know, episode title, blah. DC's daring talk about blah.
Talk about religion and blah. NFL news this week, what do you got?
Did you have a look at the top 100?
Yep.
Three Rams in the top 7.
Oh, no, fancy.
Super team.
Fancy.
I know.
I know.
To be fair, they traded for, like, one of them.
Yes. Wasn't yes. truly their player. There was a few of those. The Panthers had one in the top 30 or something like mm-hmm. that. And I'm like, hang on, he wasn't even your player last year. Stop trying to claim people.
Did you see, though, we had four Lions in the top 40, so go us.
I know.
Boom.
Yeah. I'm not feeling hot about them this week, but we'll get onto that later.
I also thought it was quite cool, Trey McBride coming in at number 13. You know how
yes.
much I enjoy
you're a
Trey
fan.
McBride.
Yes.
And then Brian Burns at number 14. I was like, oh, damn, recognition. I like when players who are on teams that were otherwise not discussed after week two do get
find their way into some love. Yes.
So, yeah, what about you?
Derwin James got him. The 100, I was like. Once I'd seen that the last person on my team was there because I knew who they were going to be,
yep.
kind of sort of interest faded.
I just looked at kind of like the top 20.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I looked up our lines because.
And then you were like, yeah, I've got to look at who we're supporting this year.
I was surprised Mike could pass in at 8.
Oh, no.
Even though he missed quite a lot.
Even though he didn't play hardly any games.
Mm.
But then wasn't Mahomes in there somewhere in like 14 or something like that? And it's like.
He played till week 16 though, so he actually did play some games.
Did he play that long?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
And they were rubbish with him.
Who do you think is better, Bijan or Jameer? Because Bijan was ahead of Jameer Gibbs.
He's looked good on a worse team.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would probably take Gibbs.
Yeah. Also because Lions.
Yes, of
Detroit.
Course.
Detroit. Cardinals extend wide receiver Michael Wilson to a 3-year, $75 million extension.
Yes, Derwin James, also $75 million mm-hmm. with the Chargers, making him the highest paid safety in the NFL, I would say. There's mm-hmm. a few people like Patrick Surtain and
who's
your
mate?
Though. Oh, true. There's a few people in this.
Paid way more than safety.
No, no. Safety, that's a lot. 75.
Kyle Van Noy signs with the Vikings.
Yes, Christian Gonzalez. Still can't agree.
No, but he is going to play week one.
He will play, but like can't
Joey
agree.
Porter might not, though.
Yes. Do you know who else might not? Aaron Donald might not. They still haven't confirmed whether he's going to play.
Harrison Smith also returning to the Vikings on a 1-year, $13 million deal. So he's back.
Sam Okeyinonu.
I honestly don't know who you're talking about.
The 49ers have placed the defensive lineman on injured reserve.
Okay.
Due to a foot injury. Okeyinonu. Obviously. Cool. Yes.
Hall of Fame changes. Committee size has been halved and the senior category has been eliminated and it is now a single pool of players.
That will be interesting.
Yeah, it will.
That will be interesting. I wonder who the 22... I bet you one of the 22 was Diana Rossini.
Because also, there's that weird gap that once you leave a certain age group, you had to wait till you were in the senior category, and now that's gone as well.
Yes, so it's like all in.
Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham, we're at number 13 for the Giants again after Jalin Hyatt was moved on.
Yes, and I saw this evening Jameis Winston, 2 years with the Giants. Yep. 30 million or something like that. Someone else who might not play week one, Jeremiah Love. Considered no. Only 50-50.
Kayvon Thibodeau rumoured to be traded to potentially the Patriots. But I would quite like if our Lions got in there.
I know. James Conner has landed on IR with a foot issue. Not looking good for the Cardinals.
Von Miller secures number 40 for the Cowboys by giving a stake in his chicken farm. That's how he secured number 40 and gave it to the Hunter Lipke, the running back.
Who was on 40.
Mm-hmm.
Colts head coach Shane Steichen has officially named Anthony Richardson the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And big news for today, Roger Goodell has signed through to be an extension for the NFL commissioner through to 2030.
He's got so much money.
Yes.
Doesn't he earn like $45 million a year? All he does, he comes out and announces round one in the draft and that's it.
It
gets booed a lot.
And
gets booed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The International Open, the San Francisco 49ers are already there.
Yes, they arrived.
Rams are going to turn up at about 3 minutes before kickoff or something like that.
Did you see the substation theory that happened? Because they're staying next to the main train station in Melbourne.
Yes.
And the whole theory Flinders. Was like, oh, they've put the 49ers next to the substation. It was a whole thing. Now we went, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
It'll be Flinders. What else is going on? Devin Neal, the Saints, waived the second year running back following a hamstring injury that has ended his season.
And Miami Hurricanes quarterback Darian Mentzer and Malachi Toney both break school records in passing and receiving the ball.
They looked good. Miami looked good. Packers running back Josh Jacobs has had his initial court appearance on two misdemeanors, moved up to September 10.
That's all I have for today.
Oh, do you? I have some college.
Go for it.
Yes. Of course, there's only one story in college at the moment. Don't you love that story? You hate that story, don't you? Are you pro or against?
Sorry, are you talking about Western Michigan versus Michigan?
Yeah, no, we'll get on to that.
Because that's the main one. Whenever you look up college football, that's the main one that's coming through today.
No.
So you're talking about the NFL players.
There's only one big story from... Yes, absolutely.
Oh, do you want my take on it?
Yes.
I have two takes. I hope the LSU PR department got a raise this year, because, oh my God. And they're not very good players anyway, so who cares? If it was someone like Jamar Chase going back to LSU... Obviously a bit more of an issue, but like these are not players. These are players who did not make an NFL roster or practice squad. So.
But do you agree with the concept, though, that they were robbed of a fifth year? The NCAA changes the rules after they declare for the draft and go, oh, you've got to come back.
I went to university where my degree halfway through got removed from me, so I had to change degrees. So it's life. It happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, it, yeah. If you want to go for the thing that they're going to, because they're probably not going to get a job doing professional football, this is probably their most highest paying job they're going to get in their life. Yeah, I guess because money comes into it. But in terms of things happen in life. Like, you can't control everything. That's just life.
Have you come across an American football commentator he comments on the NFL, called Paul Finibaum?
No.
He's such a loser. Lane Kiffin lives in his head for rent-free.
What?
Just like, he has just been going after Lane Kiffin the whole week. Called him an evil orchestrator or something like that. He just hates Lane Kiffin with a passion.
That,
and this whole
like
thing, the Kiffin, is just so creating so
like
much drama.
Beautiful meme with like Lane Kiffin like with evil little puppets. That would be such a fun little image to have on a shirt, wouldn't it?
Well, it's amazing because Louisiana have ruled against the NCAA and the SEC. Yeah. The SEC then came back and said they would threaten to... suspend Kiffin, and like he was like,
that's why
so
I the
what?
LSU PR department got arrested this year, because oh my God.
I don't know where it's going to end. I don't think it's going to end anywhere where anyone plays, but it's been great theatre this week.
Yes.
Greatest thing that happened this weekend, in my view, in college football, was UMass versus Rutgers.
Rutgers.
What? Did you know the story behind this?
Rutgers. No, I just enjoy saying Rutgers.
So Rutgers paid UMass $1.5 million.
Oh, yes, I did see this, yeah.
So Greg Schiano could actually celebrate his 100th win at home. They set fireworks up. They played UMass, and UMass were a 30-point underdog and beat Rutgers.
Beautiful.
Do you know the best thing is? They still let the fireworks off. Because they couldn't leave them there unlit.
No, because it's dangerous. It's pyrotechnic.
So now, after this massive want to celebrate Greg Schiano's career, mm-hmm. he is now instantly on the hot seat and could be fired.
Irony.
Excellent. Indiana wins court ruling. Number 6 Indiana received a late court ruling just before their season opener, allowing key defensive starters to play.
Boom.
Seems to be like everybody's going to court at the minute. And of course, in not so great news.
No, no, don't end up.
But it is going to be. Oh, no, we've got college games. UNC football general manager Michael Lombardi has resigned as an internal investigation continues. Steve Belichick now under investigation, potentially for supplying drugs to players, allegedly.
Oh, no, there's controversy surrounding
Bill Belichick.
I've never heard.
It sounds a little bit more like he's taking it next level. It is not exactly having a peek through the fence or letting some air out of a football. It's like he's kind of like he's well on moving next level now.
Oh, dear.
So, yes. So that was the end of that. We're going to take on the world.
Wind up. College football.
And it is back. Forget that week zero stuff. There was no one really playing in week zero.
No.
Week number one, baby. There were some great games.
There were some great games.
Do you know what was a great game?
What was a great game?
The score wouldn't tell you it was a great game. Colorado 14, Georgia Tech 13.
So we're not spinning the wheel?
Oh, well, I thought you were doing that for the NFL.
No, we don't have any NFL games today.
Oh, I thought you were spinning it for the NFL games to talk about. Now, spin the wheel. You didn't state in there what wheel you were spinning, so I didn't realise it was the college games you were spinning.
Yes, I did the college games.
As you can see, this is a well-organised radio show, and we are completely in sync with each other.
And we're talking about the game today, Louisville versus Ole Miss.
This was probably game of the weekend.
I actually enjoyed the Washington game, but yes.
This Ole Miss look like they're going to be a force again.
So it was a very conservative first half, and then they went into halftime, completely different game. Because the first half, you went, oh, this Louisville could pull it off, but they unfortunately just had too many errors, too many penalties, and just they couldn't. 90 yards of penalties, miscued, missed field goal, like it's not going to happen. So
I know, but the amazing thing was they were 38-24 down with 4 minutes to go, and they somehow. But I remember sitting there and I looked at it and I went, oh, you've left a minute and a half on the clock.
Yeah.
We all know where this is going to end.
Yep. And that's where it did.
And that's where it did end. Trinidad Chambliss.
2 turnovers.
I know, but did look good.
He did look good. He had the 2 turnovers, got the out of the way, and then he came back rolling. K1 Lacey, though, went out for the game. So.
I know, knee.
Yeah, oof. So that's not good news for Ole Miss because he's a Heisman candidate for them.
Deuce Alexander looked good.
Yeah, he
looked
really
good. 5 receptions, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He looked very good. Yeah.
Yeah, this was the game where they thought there could be a big upset. Even though Louisville are ranked 24, I don't think they'll even lose the ranking because of this.
Because it was a good game, and also no one else played anyone.
Yes.
It was really the only game where. Oh, except for the game tomorrow, FSU game tomorrow, that she.
But you were like, you were right, 10-6 at halftime, and then it finishes 41-38.
Yeah.
So
there were over 400 yards in the second half. It was, yeah, and it finished with 900 yards of offense.
Lincoln Kineholtz, 18 of 29, 307, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yes. I think the real downfall for Louisville was that he was the leading rusher, which you never really want your quarterback to be the leading rusher in the game, because they just couldn't get the rushing attack going.
Interesting that Louisville had the most ball possession, yep. And but three sacks.
Ooh. It's three sacks and just no. If you don't have a run game, you can't like run out the clock. So that's why there was 1:30 left because it was only passing.
Although when you look at it, there's 10 yards difference between the two teams on running.
On running.
Yeah, rushing 152 for Ole Miss and 162 for Louisville.
Yeah, but the quarterback was the lead rusher.
Oh, no, that is the problem.
Yeah. And two of them were quite large runs.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But not much in it. 469, 488. Like,
there was a lot of cramping, though.
Yeah.
The heat this week in college football was dangerous. It was really short. It was the hottest game on record for Arkansas. And they had multiple hospitalizations at the Texas game for the heat stroke for the crowd. It was really brutal.
And one game got delayed nearly 2 hours. Hope that game comes up on the wheel.
It was hot. I would not have been pleasant to watch football in those conditions. But 102 degrees for Arkansas.
I said to you, didn't I, last year, that when I went to Jacksonville versus Carolina, we got taken out because of lightning and humidity. Yeah. And that's a completely open stadium as well.
Yeah, it's hot.
Who's next on the wheel?
Who's next on the wheel?
Please.
Who's next on the wheel?
Please.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Okay, no, this is fine. This, I thought, was a really fun game, and it is Boise State versus Oregon. Or as I put hilariously on this wheel, oregano.
Oregano.
So, that was me, sorry.
I thought at one point that Boise State were going to do them.
I really did. They nearly did.
Oregon didn't look great.
No, Oregon came out slow.
Yes.
Like, slow, slow. They looked lethargic and like they thought they were just going to win this game. It was, yeah. But yeah, Dante Moore, 28 for 37, 378 yards and three touchdowns. He was really the main reason they got past the Broncos because, yeah.
I had a statement I was going to make at the end, but I'll make it now. There are some seriously good quarterbacks in college football this year.
I know.
Like, there are some seriously good. There's at least 7 to 10 seriously good quarterbacks this year.
There's the article, I can't remember who did it, with, like, all of... They having to, like, some NFL teams having to employ more scouts to go to all of the different quarterback option games because there's so many good quarterbacks potentially coming out next year's draft.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, if you're Miami that are going to win, like, no games this year...
Oh, yeah. You have to send them to, all over the place.
I reckon next year's quarterback thing could be the... You know the one where we had Williams and... No, was it Williams that year?
No, it wasn't Caleb Williams.
When Bo Nix came out and J.J. McCarthy, three in the top three or...
draft that's always historically talked about is like the Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning draft. That's always talked about because it had multiple big QBs as well. Yeah.
But it was Caleb that came out. Caleb came out with Bo Nix, didn't he? And I think it was. That was
You're
that,
the
that draft.
Who's more obsessed with Caleb Williams?
No, Jaden Daniels was out that year, and that draft. I reckon we could have that again, where you could have six in the top 20.
Yeah, and hopefully none of.
But it's wild that this game was as close because Boise State were 200 odd yards behind Oregon in offense, but they had tons of ball. They had 33 minutes of ball.
Yeah, it was the run game.
Yeah, 4 of 15 on third down. That's never going to get it done.
But yeah, the Ducks defense came through and then got the sacks to close out the game.
That was what. That's
Boise
what.
State could have come through and done it, but they just couldn't do it.
No, that little bit of class difference right at the end.
Just the Ducks were lucky to win that one.
Next. How many are we going to do?
I don't know.
Till we get bored?
Yeah, pretty much. We have Monday Night Showdown and bowl predictions.
Oh. What have we got now?
We have what we've now dubbed Dabo Sweeney Watch.
Oh, let's go. I'm bored after this game. We'll move on to the NFL.
I don't know what you're talking about with the NFL. We just have bowl predictions and Monday Night Showdown.
I thought we'd just talk about some games.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? I'm actually keep talking about college football because I love college football.
Do you? Because you want to talk about your game.
I do want to talk about this game.
How long do you think Dabo Sweeney is going to last after this? Because it was terrible.
The season. They weren't firing mid-season.
He was so bad, though. They were so bad in every phase. Like, every phase was terrible.
Well, they went 3-0 up.
And then Clemson was just like, oh, we'll be nice and we'll let you get 7 points. Just in the final minute.
They went 3-0 up.
Just in the final minute.
They went 3-0 up.
Come through.
At the start, when Livett threw an interception, I was like, oh, it's going to be that season again, is it?
Yeah, but LSU came through with a rushing game, over 300 yards rushing. And defense, which I find funny. I find so funny that your team is now defense. Defense.
They're not. Defense. They're not defense when they're scoring 51 unanswered points.
Nah, they're defense because they held them to pretty much 3 points the whole game, except for like the final few minutes where they
when
just
when they were playing
out.
The third.
Yeah. So, defense.
And Clemson could change quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Opening game, when you're changing your quarterback halfway through the season, that last drive where they got the touchdown, at that point before that drive started, halfway through the fourth quarter, they had 70 total yards. 54 in the first half, the lowest in any game under Dabo Swinney in 19 years.
And you think he's going to last the season?
Yeah. Because I don't think what are Clemson going to do?
I don't know, but it's
they've got
so
no
bad.
Money. They
it's
can't compete. He can't attract players.
It's
He's
just embarrassing.
Not the NIL. LSU, 38 first downs. How are you, Lane Kiffin? Breaking the record for first downs in any game for LSU. They were the very best that they had last year in rushing was 216 in a game. Otherwise, they were averaging about 140. Mm-hmm. 309. 644 total offense. This could not have been any worse. 36 minutes of
it was really bad for Clemson. Clemson came out with 145 yards of the game.
1 of 13 on third down.
It was so bad. Like, they had only 8 first downs.
48 total plays compared to 94.
It's just, you can't even, I don't know where they were, but they weren't on that field.
There was not a lot of chat in our house yesterday. About
no,
that game.
No,
there was
be.
A very frustrated person sitting across from me going, this is embarrassing.
It was. It was truly embarrassing.
I know Kiffin would have liked, if I could have a dream start in LSU, but I don't think even he thought that was coming.
No, because genuinely Clemson were abysmal. Like,
yeah, but
it was a
Dabo
terrible
Sweeney
game.
Was calling him an embarrassment during the week because he wanted to bring NFL players back. And I think Lane Kiffin was just... Did you see that, like, at 44, Lane Kiffin went for 2?
Are they NFL players if they never made the roster, though?
I'm like, why are you going for 2 at 44?
No, but are they NFL players if they never made a roster? Not really.
No. LSU were just like 17 in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter, 13 in the third quarter, and in the fourth quarter they were like, we'll take 7 more points. I think he lasts the season because I don't think Clemson have any other options.
I just think it was so embarrassing.
It was appalling. I was stunned by what I was watching. I said to you, we watched this very game last year.
Yeah.
And both teams struggled to score and move the ball and were like, oh, maybe both are really good. It turned out both were not very good. But when LSU at least won about 7 games and Clemson then lost to Syracuse and teams like that, it was like, oh, maybe Clemson are really bad.
They are.
it's been the worst.
Do you see this turning around at all?
For who?
For Clemson, not
LSU. No, they've got a terrible schedule.
So...
But then I don't think they're not going to do anything.
It was just so bad. It was really terrible.
They were rubbish.
They were. I'm not arguing. I can't even pretend to be happy at all for
Clemson. What's going to be really interesting is they've got GA Southern this week, which they're probably going to win. Then they've got Belichick. Then they get Belichick.
Oh, they're going to lose that.
Well, are they? Then they get Cal. Then they get Miami.
If they turn up like they did to LSU yesterday, they're going to lose every game this season.
In the next 5 games, they've got Belichick, they've got Cal, they've got Miami, who are going to kill them.
Yeah.
Then they've got Virginia Tech. So they've got GA Southern and Charleston. Those, if they don't win those games, then he could go mid-season. But he could be, he's going to go 4-8, 5-7. They're not coming out with a winning record.
I don't even know if they're getting five, though.
Florida State again. They got Georgia Tech, South Carolina. They got Duke, Syracuse. Well, they might get to five. They could beat Duke. They could beat Syracuse, Charleston, GA, and they could beat Belichick. Belichick wasn't convincing.
But Clemson was. Clemson was convincing to you.
Not really, no.
Especially because they were terrible last year and they're coming into this year also being terrible.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Like, and they, like, and the actual good players they had, they've lost.
Yes,
I still think they'll win five. Because they play in such a dog conference, the ACC. Next on the wheel, it's got to be your boys. Gotta be.
I thought you wanted to do NFL games.
Let's keep going back to the wheel. I was only joking.
Were you?
I was. No, I wasn't. I really don't care now we've talked about LSU.
I didn't think you cared about anyone else.
I don't. What's great is who's not on the wheel tonight.
Who's not on the wheel tonight?
Alabama. Yeah.
Theoretically, if we did do my game, North Alabama.
Who have you got on the wheel?
it's actually Deion Sanders.
Oh!
And Georgia Tech.
I almost opened with this.
Yes, you did.
How good was Colorado's defense at the end? They just absolutely killed them and then blocked the field goal.
And the Colorado run game was what I was impressed by, 180 yards.
You love a good run game, don't you?
I love a run game and I love defense, but GT just really struggled to run the ball. If they could run the ball, they would have won.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit...
They were winning with seconds to go.
Yep. And then they didn't. They really should have won this game. It was very cool seeing DeAndre Hopkins on the sideline, though, as a wide receiver coach. I was like, damn, he looks pretty good as coach. Yeah.
I thought Colorado looked good.
Mm.
That was a big win. That was not expected.
Colorado offense looked terrible, though.
Oh, no, they were rubbish.
Julian Lewis went 14 for 27 for 124 yards.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
And he missed so many open wide receivers.
That was definitely not Shadur.
No.
More work needed there. They won't win a lot of games throwing 100 yards. Next.
No. They did run quite a few times.
They did.
Did you want to talk about the NFL now? Because I know you want to talk about the NFL.
Get another college game.
Okay.
We've got 15 minutes we can get in.
We've still got Monday Night Showdown as well.
I know.
Idaho versus Utah.
Oh.
It was bad from the get-go for Idaho with an early interception, then fumble. It was 31-7 by halftime, and then they got absolutely destroyed. 633 yards for Utah, so...
Did you think Utah were just absolutely running the score for no reason?
Yes, I'm a bit concerned because they are facing my team next week.
They went on fourth down when they were 40 points ahead. I mean, why? What are you doing?
I'm a bit concerned, though, because, like I said, they're versus Arkansas next week.
But your team looked okay. They were only okay, though. I don't think they looked amazing.
I was happy
North
that
Alabama
the defense
were
was back.
Rubbish.
I was just happy their defense was back, that we have a defense. Okay, should I do the next college game?
Nah, let's do it. Should we do some NFL?
We're doing NFL now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to say anything about your team?
No, it's okay. They didn't appear on the wheel.
So
the
sad.
The wheel has spoken.
It has. So sad.
We talked about Utah instead.
So what is your big NFL bowl prediction for this week?
NFL bowl prediction?
Yeah. Or your bowl prediction in general.
I think the Cardinals are going to beat the Chargers in week one. Is that what you have too?
Look at my third one.
Yep. I have Trey McBride going off, and I know there's a few injuries and stuff, but I think they're going to have a massive run game with Clint Kubiak, and I think they're going to go absolutely wild all over the Chargers.
I don't know why I picked that game. Maybe because I think they're going to start slow, and yeah, you'll have Justin Herbert slinging it all over the park and what have you. I had that as well. I don't know why I thought that, but because Cardinals aren't that very good, but they have been scoring points.
Yes, they have been scoring points.
And the Chargers, I don't think, are very good at defending points.
No, and like their defensive coordinator did change.
Yes.
Like, there is something to be said for your defensive coordinator changing. And it's someone who has not called defense before. Chris O'Leary does look good, though, so I'm excited to see. But, yeah.
I will have a different bold prediction to you then, because I had three.
Yes.
So I can. I think that Deshaun Watson is benched during the game a la Clemson style. I don't think he makes the whole game. I think he's booed at the end of the first quarter, and I think he's benched
partway through the game. Is it Brian Billick? You know, do you remember the Texans coach?
Yeah, Billick, yeah, Brian Billick, yeah.
That happened to Deshaun Watson. You remember they were starting Ryan, and then within the first series, it suddenly was Deshaun Watson. So it'd be really funny if that does come full circle, and then that's what happens, and it's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That happens to him. Yeah.
I don't think he makes the whole game.
No. He'll probably get injured, and then people will cheer him.
And my other one is that the Dolphins will struggle to score 10 points.
Okay.
I think the Dolphins will struggle to score 200 points all season.
What's fun is next week when we have to revisit said predictions, and one of us could be terribly wrong, which will be fun to revisit, won't it?
Be me. It'll be me that'll be terribly wrong.
Well, I only have one thing to be wrong about, and I'll be cheering very hard for the Cardinals.
That's my lie, because it's one of my three.
Go Cards, go. Go Cards, go.
Did any particular game stand out to you this week?
Yeah, I was looking forward to quite a few of them, but I'm very, very excited to see Titans versus Jets. Salah going back to New York. I just think that's going to be a bit spicy because he was unceremoniously booted from the New York Jets, so I have that one. And then what's Kyler Murray going to look like with the Vikings is what I'm excited to see as well.
Yes, the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are going to come out of that game very well. We didn't really rate the Packers, neither of us, and then they started just running the score on everybody.
I'm just interested to see what he's going to look like. Like, what does a Kyler Murray in Minnesota with those weapons look like? Would just be interesting. I'm just excited because we didn't really see it in the preseason.
And you didn't really see it in Arizona either.
No.
But, I mean,
He had like the tail end of DeAndre Hopkins. Theoretically, Marvin Harrison was meant to be someone. Yeah. And what about you?
Well, it's always interesting to see a Super Bowl rematch and to see how both teams have kind of handled the off-season. Because I didn't know how we were going to cover the games, I've actually made predictions for each game, just who's going to win, who's going to lose.
Are we going to be talking about the Patriots off-season again?
No, not that off-season. No, not the romantic off-season, just the way they've managed trades and, you know, picks and stuff like that. And the Seattle Seahawks don't look good in pre-season.
No,
and I think this game could be the opposite of the Super Bowl.
Well, they're obviously a bit concerned about the back end of their defense because they're trying to sign every cornerback under the sun.
Yes.
To get some people back there. So, yeah, I think they would honestly tell you. And then Jadarian Price, will he be able to cover for, like, Walker leaving and everything? And also Clint Kubiak's gone. Was he the secret to Sam Darnold?
I mean, it's interesting, right, whenever you see a team and they're coming out and they're trying to repeat. There's a reason that it's only happened so many times, right?
Mm.
So, and no one's ever done the triple. So, that's going to be interesting. I'm also interested to see how the Rams, with about 5 hours preparation in Australia, are going to go. They must either be so confident that they're so much better than the 49ers, or this is going to be a big faux pas.
Honestly, do they not understand how far away? Like, we've done that trip ourselves when you go from here to America. You don't feel great. You don't rock off the plane going, I feel fantastic. I could get hit by a train right now.
Well, not everyone's getting a business class seat.
You're in the air.
It's a weird one.
It is.
It would be a weird one to put Aaron Donald in as well, with 2 years out of the game.
Yeah, I don't think
10 hours of rest. I mean, go. Support the team, but play? I think that's a knee disaster or a hamstring disaster waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Or triceps, because triceps often gets the defensive lineman. Lions versus Saints, obviously we're excited to see that game, both of us, for our team. Let's go Lions.
Yes, and it'd be interesting to see what their version of the Saints looks like this year.
Mm.
Whether they are going to be genuine contenders, because if you pull up the game against the Lions, and I would say we'd agree that it would be an upset if the Saints won that game, it'd be interesting to see if they could shut down that powerful Lions offense.
Yeah.
One I know that you'll be very closely attending to, Buffalo Bills, that Josh Allen-led offense against that Houston Texans defense.
They had a really strong offseason and like preseason, so I reckon the Bills could do it.
Oops, Houston as well.
I reckon they could do it.
The worst game, I think, is the Miami Dolphins at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
I still think the Dolphins will struggle to score 10 points against the Raiders.
No debate for me there. The only other thing I was excited for is Cowboys defense. Just going to see what they look like. Week one, because I feel like it's been a bit of talk, and it would just be cool to see.
Against the Giants, it'll be interesting. Who's going to be back?
Yeah.
Scatterboo back?
He's meant to be.
Neighbours?
Yeah, he said this week he thought about retiring. Scatterboo. After his really gruesome... It was a really gruesome...
It was hideous.
Yeah.
Those Giants players, some of them got some horrendous injuries. Monday night, Denver Broncos at Kansas City Chiefs.
And both quarterbacks appear to be starting. Which we were not sure about this offseason. We talked about it. It was like that was quite a risk for the schedule makers to put that, because what if you had backup v backup?
I mean, Bo Nix kind of always looked like he was probably going to get there. Mahomes had that double injury, so...
But you know.
Yeah.
Because that Stidham versus Justin Fields doesn't have the same excitement level.
No, not when you watch both of them in the preseason, no.
No.
That kind of had a New England Patriots versus Denver Broncos in the snow feel about it.
So I'm excited.
10-6. Oh, what a great game.
I'm excited that actually looks like a game that will be good now.
The one that will be interesting, and then we'll move on to some showdown if you want. Baltimore Ravens at Indianapolis Colts. Daniel Jones is back.
That's always a very interesting game because of the history between those two franchises as well. And one franchise is still angry at the other franchise.
But, you know, there's lots of talk that Lamar fully fit for the first time in a while. Derrick Henry's still there. Daniel Jones is back.
But you also know that Jonathan Taylor, because it's the first 8 weeks of the season, he's going to put like 500 yards on the Ravens defense.
Yeah, but isn't...
that's how this works.
Isn't Derrick Henry going to do the same? Isn't this just going to be a game? Jones can't run right, so that's not going to come from there. But you have Lamar running, you have Derrick Henry running, Jonathan Taylor running. There's going to be like 450 yards of like rushing yards in this game.
Do you know, when I was watching preseason for the Colts, I looked at Sauce Gardner played a few snaps, and you're like, wow, I forgot how good he was. Because he was on the Jets, and you kind of forgot he existed. And then he's gone to the Colts, which is also a smaller market team. But, like, those few snaps, you're like, wow, he's a really good cornerback.
Yes.
So that will also be interesting, because he'll be probably following Zay Flowers around the field.
Two more games where I've got just an mild interest. One, how long does Dan Quinn survive at the Washington Commanders?
Yep.
If Philadelphia put 40 on them this week and they look as bad as they did in the preseason. And then Haynes King watch
for
the Panthers.
I don't think he's healthy yet, though.
No, but someone watch. Kenny Pickett watch. Haynes King watch.
Oh, gosh.
The Chicago Bears going into Carolina. I'm not sure the Bears are that good.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yes.
Because both of their running backs are currently injured.
Yes.
And that, like, their whole thing is the run game, so that will be interesting.
And then Bryce Young or Caleb Williams is the better scrambling quarterback, I don't know.
I'm going to go with Caleb Williams.
Would you?
Bryce Young. Bryce Young's so small.
I know, but he still runs.
Yeah, but you just lightly push him.
The wind blows you. Bryce is at the stadium.
Just bye, Bryce.
He's landed in Clemson. He's looking for his fifth year of eligibility.
Oh, dear.
Right. Should we call that quits on the NFL?
Yeah.
Sneak in a bit of your Monday Night Showdown.
I know. I'm sorry. 1 second. I apologize for this. There we go. Okay. I thought it'd be fun to discuss who has the most riding on the NFL season and why. I have got my thoughts here. So I was just going to talk about my thoughts while you gather your thoughts together.
Yes.
So these are players, coaches, teams, or whatever. So Aaron Glenn in the New York Jets, for obvious reasons that we have discussed before, we think he's very much on the hot seat. Lamar Jackson in the Ravens, because he has talked a lot. and he could easily leave the Ravens at the end of this year. Joe Burrow and the Bengals, because of all of the talk Joe Burrow has had this offseason, I think he now has a lot riding on it. I think the Jaguars coaching staff, mainly because I think they're very, not arrogant, arrogant's not the right word, but they just, they have not got any new talent on, so that makes me think that they really think their coaching is top-notch. Jaden Daniels, just after the whole thing and last year's performance and this offseason. Sean McVay and the Rams. And then the Bucks and Todd Bowles. I have some others here that I've thought, but those were the ones I had. Are there any that you think I'm missing? I think there's definitely ones I have other people on this list that I've thought about, but yeah.
The most obvious for me.
Yep.
Justin Herbert.
I think he's still got so much leeway with the general fan base and whatnot that I don't think he's as much riding on the season.
Make the playoffs or they can't win that first game again.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere though.
I know, but
whereas these people will probably go somewhere. There's more of a chance of Joe Burrow not being on the Bengals this year than next year than
yes.
Justin Herbert not being on the Chargers.
But at some point, you have to go, you can't win a game. But then again, Lamar Jackson's made a career out of it, so.
And Lamar Jackson's won more games than
yes.
Justin Herbert, though.
Not many postseason.
He's got to the divisional round quite a few times.
Herbert's won about one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Has he won one? Who's got the most? Is that your six?
I have a lot more that I can say on.
No, I'll go with your six.
There's Bryce Young in the Panthers.
Yes.
Sean McVay, I think I said.
Yeah, you got McVay, yeah.
Chris Ballard in the Colts. I don't think Shane Steichen has as much riding on the season as Chris Ballard.
Oh, I think Steichen's in trouble.
No, I think the GM's way more in trouble than Steichen, though. Cam Ward in the Titans. Because I think the Titans could easily reset if he's not what they thought. And then Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid and the Chiefs. I think just because of the position and all the talk and all the stuff that gets said about the Chiefs, I think they always have a lot riding on their season.
I had to think about the Chiefs and I went, if they get pummeled by the Broncos, you've got old Travis Kelce, old Chris Jones. They kind of feel like an aging team.
Yeah, they definitely are.
And, yeah. But we'll go with the six.
I thought about Tua, but Tua may also not start
That's
come
a
week
good
three.
Point.
So I didn't put Tua on there because I thought easily could be Michael Penix in week two.
I think if Tua
is rubbish,
he's gone.
Yeah.
He's finished. Oh, he would be high on this list if
not
Tua was
riding,
on this list.
If he does so poorly, and because we've seen Kevin Stefanski in the past, I think quite easily he could just not play the season, and then people go, oh, we'll take a flyer on Tua because we only saw him one game.
What? John, Herbert hasn't won dick in the playoffs.
No, he hasn't. We're aware of this, John.
Yes. And I might have incorrectly given him one win in the playoffs. I thought he had.
I thought he had two.
Who had the horrendous...
Because I thought he got through a wild card.
Oh, it was the Jags who beat the...
Chargers, yes.
Yeah, it was that one, wasn't it?
But I thought he got through one wild card once.
I thought so. I could be wrong. Hmm. I noticed you didn't have the Patriots on the list for John. You didn't have Alabama on the college games for John. Now he's going on holiday. And he'll be so sad that none of his teams
you
got mentioned.
You didn't want... I said, these are the college games. Do you want anything else? And you didn't add them.
No.
So.
Do you think I'm ever going to add Alabama?
Well, we've added Alabama. We're versing someone this week, then sure.
Good evening, John. And thank you for your input on Justin Herbert, because you feel the same way as I do about him. Out of your list...
What, they were
confirmation, nil of three. Justin Herbert in the playoffs. I think the most resting...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so different reasons. Sean McVay.
Yeah.
They are literally...
If they don't win the Super Bowl...
It's championship
screwed.
At least.
No, but it's not... If they get to the Super Bowl and they lose, that's also... That's a fail.
Yeah.
Like, you need to win it.
You've got so much circling around Aaron Donald. You've got so much circling around Miles Garrett.
Matt Stafford, Matt MVP. Stafford. Puka Nacua.
I mean, that's stacked.
Yeah. And you've got Trent McDuffie trade. There's so much going on.
And we've talked about the Seahawks, right? If the Seahawks aren't the Seahawks, they're going to win about 13 games, 14 games. Mm. He's going to need to win at least 13, 14.
Our diversity.